It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. And by the way, this is the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, and the polls are showing right now that this is the biggest show on the afternoons in North Alabama right here, Right Side Radio. And it's all because of this audience we've got. Bunch of Right Side ruffians out there. And listen, I've got a sticker. I say it all the time. It's sitting right here. I'm looking at it. I'm reaching up. I'm slapping it right now. Says it's an honor to have this platform. It is an honor to have, and it is. It's an honor to have this platform. I do not take it for granted. The fact that I've been able to do this now with you for the last 6 months, and that y'all have responded so amazingly, is a blessing. And Copper and I thank you for that. Hey, listen. So we've done number one and two on the triple dipper. Number one was prosecutors who refused to prosecute, judges who refused to judge. Number two was tornado relief. We talked with my friend, retired Army Colonel Jim Hawkins, who specialized in coordinating interagency relief in the midst of natural and man-made disasters. He had amazing amounts of experience and know-how in that, and he brought his expertise to the discussion. We talked about what's happening in Kentucky and other places, so tornado relief was a part of it. And now we're hitting number three on the triple dipper. So number three, folks, we got to deal with it. Bidenomics. Lord God, Bidenomics. I mean, this is becoming just a comedy of errors at every single turn, and some of them are just, you know, in sports you have what they call those unforced errors, the things that nobody made you do, you just did it, and basically you committed the error, and it causes some kind of gaffe that slows down your progress. Well, that's where we are right now. I mean, it just blows your mind, but what's happening, too, is it is, it's got to be getting back. I mean there's, first of all, have you watched Jen Psaki do a press conference lately? Have you watched it? I can't help but watch her face once in a while and think, I think she hates her job. I just cannot help but believe that she's to the point that she does not even know what else to say. I mean, she has complete disdain for members of the press corps, especially the conservatives. She has the most inane comments, like saying here recently that the reason why inflation is what it is because of people being scared of COVID. No, they're not. So here, let me counter that. You ready? This is not from, it's a CNBC poll, but Breitbart's reporting it. So article, when was this? This was 3 days ago. CNBC poll, inflation now surpasses the coronavirus as the number one national concern. Inflation has now surpassed the coronavirus. So when they poll people and they want to find out what is their number one concern, for the longest time, of course, it's been COVID. I mean, everybody would expect that. I mean, with not only the fact that COVID is real and COVID is making people sick, the way it's been hyped by the mainstream media and by government action and reaction has been just, you know, like epic levels. Well, of course, that's been number one. Not anymore. According to this poll, the Labor Department announced Friday that runaway inflation reached a 40-year high in November. A 40-year high in November. And Americans have now marked inflation as the top national concern, transplanting coronavirus, crime, and immigration. So coronavirus, crime, and immigration now all rank lower than inflation in the minds of citizens across the state, if the polling is correct. It says a November poll found the majority of Americans blame Biden for inflation, while 77% indicated that inflation was impacting their lives. I mean, if you're in the West Wing right now, if you're Jen Psaki in the communication staff, you're going, oh, for the love. And you have no idea how to spin this. So you got to make something up like, well, despite the fact that inflation is now the number one concern, the truth is the reason why inflation is what it is because people are actually concerned about Corona. No, Jen, that would not be the case. Article that I found on Red State, talking through this piece right here about Bidenomics. This one is titled, The White House's Desperation on the Economy Devolves into Complete Absurdity. Yes. Yes, it does. So it goes on, and it says here in this article by somebody named Bonchi, it says, you can't lie to people about what they have in their bank account. There you go. Your bank balance is what your bank balance is, and your bank balance can do only so much, right? And it says here in the article, it is not the psychology of COVID that's causing people to disapprove of the economy. It's their sheer lack of buying power due to the terrible policy decisions by the federal and some state governments. COVID could cease to exist tomorrow, and the majority of Americans would still believe the economy's in bad shape because it is. Yes. Yes, that is true. And by the way, is the Omicron variant out there? Apparently. So they say it is. But the reality is, the polling is showing that people are ready to move on. So Charlene and I went to these concerts this past week, right? The same as many people went to sporting events and other things. And I mean, we went and saw Chicago in concert last Wednesday night in Savannah. And we were in a music hall with several thousand people, nobody wearing a mask, everybody having a great time, just singing and clapping and just enjoying the day. And I'll never forget too, one of the band members got up there and in the microphone, he said, you know, thank you for coming out tonight, Savannah. We love you. Ain't it great to be playing in front of live people? And because the band members were sick of it too. They're so glad to be back on the road. Well, I don't think that Corona is stopping life. Not from what I saw in Savannah. I mean, tourism, even in December, is doing well. Hotels were full. Restaurants, you know, basically, you literally had to put your name in and wait for your turn. Well, that tells me that the question in people's mind is not whether Corona exists, but whether it should be the thing that stops them from existing now. Life goes on. Well, let's talk about this inflation, though. Bidenomics, that's number three on the triple dipper. Where are we in this? Well, get this. So right now, basic inflation is at a 40-year high. Four decades, 39 years to be exact. 1982 is the last time we saw levels where we are today. But durable goods, because they separate things out into different categories, durable goods inflation by itself has not been this high since the 70s. The 70s. So what we're looking at right now is durable goods are at a higher rate now than they've been since 1975. Let me tell you some of the things that have gone up. Durable goods, by the way, are defined as those things that can typically last three or more years. All right. Furniture. Furniture has gone up 11.8%. Bedroom furniture, 9.9%. Living room, kitchen, dining room furniture up 14%. Major appliances up 5.5%. Plants and flowers, things like that, are up 6.4%. Tools, I'm not sure why plants and flowers would be a durable good. Tools and hardware up 6%. New vehicles, you want to buy a new car or truck, up 11.1%. Used cars and trucks. Get this, used cars and trucks are up 31.4%. Car parts, 10.2%. Tires are up 11.1%. Televisions are up 7.9%. And on it goes. Computers, 4.8%. Folks, we are at a 14.9% inflation rate on durable goods. That is epic. Hey, I got a caller on line four. Let me go grab that before we hit the break. Line four, Harry from Athens. Hey, Harry, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. How you doing?
Hello, this is Harry. My wife and I are senior citizen Right Side ruffians. We listen to your show every day.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much.
I'm going to ask a favor of you and rely on your experience as a legislator and a lawyer. Would you please make a list of the articles of impeachment against Biden?
do we have any that have already been tendered? I don't know that we do, Harry. Are there things that could be potentially impeachable? Yeah, yes, I think there are.
Well, I have confidence that in the next election, the Republicans will take over the House, and they can impeach the president. It may not go any farther than that, but we'll make a statement.
Well, and I think, Harry, I think you and I both know, too, that there were times when I felt like they were willing to impeach Trump for sneezing. At this point, you've got things like Afghanistan and abandoning people in a foreign country. You've got our southern border. And those are decisions that are happening intentionally. Inflation, you can't impeach a president for inflation, but you can certainly impeach a president for things that were done intentionally or negligently that resulted in, you know, catastrophic loss or something like that. So I who knows, Harry? You may be on something.
Well, that's why I'm going to rely on your experience as a legislator and a lawyer to make a list of the high crimes and misdemeanors that the next House can use to impeach Biden.
All right. Well, Harry, I appreciate that very much. And we're up against a break right now, but I may take some time and make that a segment here sometime soon. But right now, just know this, I appreciate you and your wife. And thank you for being a part of this audience and for being Right Side Ruffians. No matter what age we are, we can still be Right Side Ruffians. All right, folks, we're taking a short break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. I'll take it, 866-494-9866. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So we're talking about inflation, but before I do that, let me tell you how to save some money. You might want to do this. eTaxBreaks.com. eTaxBreaks.com. You hear their ads on the show. You hear me talking about them. I know these people personally. 23 years, almost 24 years of experience now at finding people money. It's what they do. All you got to do is just give them the information about your business, things you'd think are common sense, like where do you put your business geographically? Who did you hire? Did you hire a veteran, for instance? Or what about things, did you keep your business open throughout the pandemic and retain your employees? I mean, you'd be amazed, all of these things and more. There's like over 3,000 programs around the nation that qualify you for tax credits, tax incentives, tax refunds, grants. You never know. And what they do every single day is they go to work and they find their people money, and they only get paid, by the way, if they find you money. It's that simple. So all you got to do is go to their website. They got one specially set up just for our Right Side listeners, etaxbreaks.com/rightside. etaxbreaks.com/rightside. And see if they can just find you some money. They do it all the time. Check them out. All right, so we're on this thing right now about Bidenomics. Bidenomics is legit. It's real. And I'll tell you, so right now we're seeing things at literally record highs. 39-year high right now on consumer prices. Since the 70s, we haven't seen durable goods as high as we are right now. And gasoline prices are up a stunning 58.1% higher than they were last year. I mean, that's epic levels. Now, I was trying to figure out why. Okay, so where do we get these gas prices? How did they get so incredibly high right now? Well, I found an article on Salon, by the way. Salon. Yes, I went there. I did. Salon magazine had an article. It caught my attention as I was doing my resourcing for the show. Now, I'll be honest with you, the liberals at Salon want you to believe that Biden's Build Back Better plan is basically the way to go because it's going to have climate policies. Those are going to help us with our gas prices, whatever. I do not believe that for a second. But they did do a fairly good job of summarizing how we got to where we are right now. I mean, they go in and say that the $1.85 trillion Build Back Better plan, which the Congressional Budget Office just came back and said, no, it's more like a $3 trillion Build Back Better plan. That it literally is going to wind up causing some issues, but the oil and gas prices are where we are right now. And I agree with this assessment. They're where we are right now because the oil and gas companies had to idle their wells and lay off thousands of workers in 2020 when COVID pandemics created the shutdown. But demand has now rebounded, but production has not ramped back up. In the middle of all that, aside from the tight, you know, global supply we got, then you've got issues like OPEC is taking its time getting ramped back up, but here in the United States, our domestic oil companies, they're having trouble finding workers because people were paid to be out of work for so long that they're having trouble getting them back to work. I mean, if you're going to continue to scare people not to work and pay them not to work, guess what's going to happen? People are not going to work. And then when you need them to work, they're not there. And then you got to spend time trying to convince them, it's time to come back now. But you said we couldn't. But I think it's okay now. But you said it was horrible. Well, you know, just that was then, but we're okay now. No, it's and so what you're seeing here is a situation where we're literally facing spiking gas prices that are at 58. And I can tell you, Charlene and I just took our trip. We drove to Savannah. Yeah, we didn't take my truck because we knew what the mileage was in that thing. We took her vehicle, which got, you know, much better mileage. But you're still looking at the prices at the pump and thinking, golly, the average person with a decent commute right now is seeing it, you know, just basically dwindling right out of their paycheck every single month. And so when I get back from this next break, I'm going to play you a clip, kind of a word salad, if you know what I mean, from President Biden himself, trying to explain that things are better because gas went down a few cents. It's getting better. Things went down a few cents. A few cents. It's 58.1% higher than it was before you took office. Jack Wagon. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Heading into the last hour, half hour, you want to call in, 866-494-9866. We'll take those calls. Be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Glad to be back with you. Had a few days off last week with the lovely Charlene, and took time to celebrate our anniversary, 35 wonderful years. And I really appreciate the fact that Scott Buttram and our own Yaffe and my friend Brian Taylor all jumped in there and hosted the show so that I could spend some time with the love of my life. But hey, listen, speaking of love, let me talk about one more thing here. Just Love Coffee. Just Love Coffee Cafe. It's 4:35 p.m. Therefore, I know that some of you right now in the Right Side Ruffian audience are literally getting the car keys in your hands, preparing to hit the go-home traffic, you know, coming down the interstate or down the parkway or other roadways in and around the listening area, and you're thinking, what am I doing for dinner? Let me suggest something to you. Just Love Coffee Cafe has two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And they've got a menu that is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And by the way, I don't know if you, but sometimes I like to have breakfast for dinner. But they've got a menu that is bar none. Now, do they have coffee? Absolutely. It's Just Love Coffee. They've got award-winning coffees, all the different roasts that you can either have fresh ground, just a cup of black coffee like I like, or you can do the whole, you know, cappuccino, macchiato, latte, espresso, and go down the gourmet route that way. They've got cold blends they can put together for you. All said and done, what a cool place to either pick up and take it with you or to have a sit down and meet with some friends and use the Wi-Fi and hang out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I hope you'll check them out. Hey, I got a caller on line one. Let me grab Wayne from Town Creek. Hey, Wayne, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Hey, Phil. Hey, thanks for having me. Right Side Ruffian here. So, yeah, the guy was brilliant, though. Joe, he cut down the oil supply here in America. We're back to being dependent again. He asked the foreign oil makers to pump more so that we have more oil, but we get charged more for it. So then we got that. And then he bottoms out the strategic oil supply, which is there for strategic purposes. Now, it brought it down a few pennies. But guess what? If we got cut off tomorrow, we'd be in a world of hurt.
What, Wayne, you almost sound like you think this is all intentional. Do you think this is a plan?
You think? Well, it was a plan. So for anybody out there listening who doesn't think that it was, you know, that this coming down was some dramatic thing, he did it on purpose because guess what? If it comes down and it stays down until we start thinking about the 2022 election, well, hey, you know, gas came back down. We promised it would. You know, they're lying through their teeth. So, again, that's how it happen.
I'm just saying, Wayne, you're spot on. It made us energy dependent, where just a year ago we were energy independent, and gas prices are now 58% higher than they were before he took office. I mean, you can't tell me his policies don't have an impact, but good call, man. Hey, thanks. I appreciate you being a Right Side Ruffian. Sure. Thank you for being in the audience. That's Wayne from Town Creek. So that's a perfect segue. What a great introduction to the clip. Copper, you go ahead and get clip one ready. Highlight it when you got it ready for me there, and I'll see it. And so, you're ready that fast. Okay, well, let's do this. This is President Joe Biden himself feeling pretty saucy about the fact that he got gas prices down a few cents. Go ahead and play clip one, Copper.
Nationally, prices are down 7 cents a gallon and continuing to fall. We're making progress. We're going to keep at it to ensure the American people are paying their fair share for gas.
What does that even mean? Copper, was that the whole clip? Was that the whole thing?
Yes.
I thought it was longer than that. I was waiting for the next statement, but let me do this. I would not normally do this, but Copper, that one is worth playing again because I don't think I've ever heard a president, I don't think I've ever heard a person say, you need to pay your fair share for gas. What does that even mean? Play the angry, yelling at the crowd, President Biden, trying to convince us that things are better. Go ahead.
Nationally, prices are down 7 cents a gallon and continuing to fall. We're making progress. We're going to keep at it to ensure the American people are paying their fair share for gas.
Wow. Okay. So apparently there is some kind of pro rata. There's some kind of fair share. I mean, that's one of the most overused liberal huckster lines in the history of huckster lines. All right, that's just unbelievable that anybody would get up there and say that there is a fair share amount we're supposed to pay. Now, I think he was trying to say not that we should have to pay more to bring us online or something like that, but if I recall, I could have sworn the segment went a little further and had him saying something more to the effect of paying your fair share meant getting it at a reasonable level where you could sustain it. But what does that even mean? Why say fair share? Which one of his script writers put that in there? Fair share is what Democrats always say when they're trying to get, you know, so-called rich people, which they define different ways on different days, rich people and corporations to pay more in taxes. They need to pay their fair share. What does fair mean? Well, I don't know. It's whatever I need it to mean. Okay. It's like when I was in Montgomery and I'd be arguing budget issues on the floor of the Senate. And I'll never forget, I'd be down there and there's always somebody on the Democrat side who would say, we don't fund education enough. And I would always ask the question, what's enough? They can't answer that question. They can't. You know, we're number 50th in the nation. There's 8 states that spend less per child than we do and they rank higher than us. Why is money the issue? It's not. But what does fair share mean? Nobody knows. But apparently, Copper, if you still got clip one ready, is it still where you can get to it? You know what? I'm playing it again. Hit clip one again.
Nationally, prices are down 7 cents a gallon. Continuing to fall. We're making progress.
Making progress.
We're going to keep at it to ensure the American people are paying their fair share.
Paying their fair share. What does that mean? All right. Listen. I've got another clip. Clip two lasts a little bit longer. And clip two is literally a congressman from California talking about the fact that he's asking the governor of California to please, let's cut our state taxes because they add something in the neighborhood of like 10 cents a gallon or more. No, I take it back. We do that here in Alabama. But they add so much to the state burden that he's suggesting they need to cut the state burden. That can be done too. Part of what you're paying at the pump right now, by the way, is the fact that our current state legislature in 2018, the very first thing they did was they came into office and without so much as a how do you do, most of those folks were like a third of the legislature was brand spanking new, hadn't been in office but a few months, and they were basically slapped into the position of attention and told that they will vote for a gas tax. And they did. They raised your gas tax. And a big chunk of what you're paying in the increases at the pumps is because they put in place a scalable gas tax that is now officially a part of what you pay at the pump, and it goes up every year. It does. Hey, I got a caller on line two. I believe this is Kirby from Harvest. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
Yes, sir, Phil. Am I speaking clearly? Can you tell what I'm saying?
I've got you loud and clear.
Okay, good, good, good. Copper said I needed to adjust a little bit. I wanted to give a retort for President Biden saying he wants us all to pay our fair share. Let me ask you, Mr. President, have you ever in 47 damn years, you or Hunter, have you ever paid your fair share of anything? It sounds to me like you've just gotten everything from everybody. Just get. And number two, topic I have is, speaking of people who don't have to do their job, Chief Justice John Roberts can just deny permission to hear a case that the Constitution and several states in the Union demand he hear. So, boy, our government people are really great examples of the things they would like us to do now, aren't they?
Yeah, there's days when it gets extremely frustrating. You know, I did my whole first segment, Kirby, not sure if you heard it, on prosecutors who just refuse to prosecute and judges who refuse to judge. And you're right, there's times. I mean, we got good folks in office here and there, but there's times when some of them just go in there with an agenda, and part of that agenda is not doing the job. And that's amazing to me.
Especially when they're, you know, chief justices for the whole United States.
Yeah, yep. Yep, Kirby, I feel your pain, and I just paid at the pump to take a trip with Charlene, and I saw it. But hey, thanks for the call, Kirby. As always, we appreciate you being in the audience. You are definitely a Right Side Ruffian, and thank you for that. Well, folks, so listen, I'm going to move on to clip two. All right, Copper, you got clip two ready? You good with that? I think we are. Yes, we are. All right, clip two. Let's play a part of I may play the whole thing. Last about a minute and a half. Congressman Herter, a Democrat, mind you, from California, being interviewed on a local news station in California. I pulled this from KTLA out in Los Angeles. Literally saying he's asking Governor Gavin Newsom to cut some of the state tax burden to reduce the pain at the pump. Play clip two.
And for our government to stop making gas more expensive. So in case our viewers have not read this, I'm going to read a portion of it right now. You write this: what folks need to know is when they pump their gas in California, they pay more than a dollar a gallon between state and federal taxes. That means government is making a $3 gallon $4 and a $4 gallon $5. These taxes are supposed to go toward fixing our roads and bridges, but here's the kicker. Our families are getting taxed twice at the pump for a service, rebuilding our infrastructure. They're only getting back once. So given the state of our economy right now, how much money California has received as part of the infrastructure plan, timing seems pretty perfect when it comes to lowering these taxes.
That's right. The principle here is very simple. You shouldn't pay twice for a bridge you're only building once. And especially right now. I mean, I almost had a heart attack filling up my tank last week. It cost me $70. For if you have a pickup truck, it could cost you $120 just to fill up a tank of gas. And so that's so important in the Central Valley, where we have some of the longest commutes in the nation. We have some folks in Tracy, Manteca, Modesto that drive 5, maybe even 6 hours round trip a day. So this gas price really hits us in the Valley more than almost any other place in the state and in the country. And it's beyond time that we bring relief to Central Valley families by making sure that we are addressing this issue.
All right. You hear it. You hear it. That's a Democrat, by the way. That's a Democrat who is talking on behalf of his own constituents about the fact that back home in the state where he represents in Congress, back home, he's saying, hey, Governor, listen, you're adding a dollar to every gallon. You can freeze this for a while. And he's got a great point. When they raise your gas taxes here in Alabama, you know, they tried it once while I was still in office, and myself and several others wound up being the swing votes that killed the gas tax. I believe it was in 2016, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 2017. But myself and Bill Holtzclaw and Paul Sanford, all from this part of the listening area, sitting on the back row, we literally all answered no when they called the roll, because we were not going to raise taxes. There was no indication, by the way, that the taxes should be raised then. How about this? They said when they raised our gas taxes just a few years ago here in 2018, the current legislative body, when they raised our gas taxes in 2018 at the local level, they said we had to have more to build out our infrastructure. Well, I get it. Infrastructure costs money. I know that. Roads and bridges cost money. But before you tell people that you need more to do it, how about if you take a look at what you're doing with what you already have? How many of you know, or knew that the current road and bridge fund, the one that existed before we raised the gas tax, before they raised the gas taxes, how many of you knew that $64 million of that per year was being taken out to pay for the court system? Did you know that? So your road and bridge money is not all being used for roads and bridges, but they want to raise your taxes to get more money to pay for roads and bridges. But yet they're not using all the current road and bridge money to pay for roads and bridges. Why is that? It's just budget, you know, shenanigans. So when you raise taxes without reforms, when you raise taxes without offsets, all you're doing is putting a burden upon the people. Now, I know that some of them are going to say, I like better roads. Good payment's good. It reduces the amount of, maintenance on the truckers and things that we have to do, and everybody likes new asphalt. Certainly. Everybody wants a new bridge. Certainly. And I agree. How about this? How about you raise the gas taxes to a period and then lower them again later? No, they didn't do that. They put in a scaled amount that's going to continue to go up year over year. Yep, that's right. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break right now. When we get back from that, we'll wrap up the day. Glad to be back with you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid. Conservative. Just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Final moments of this Monday show, but we're here Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, tomorrow should be a fun show. Hope you'll tune in. I will be doing a remote broadcast from an event in Atlanta, a conservative policy event. Should have a number of legislators. I know I've got it lined up right now for Congressman Barry Moore to also be on the show, a member of the House Freedom Caucus and part of our Alabama congressional delegation. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be also my first true foray into taking the show and going on the road and broadcasting from elsewhere. So it's going to be interesting. This is a national event being held in Atlanta, and we were invited to come on over one of two shows that we broadcasting from the event, so very proud of that. But yeah, it should be good. Copper, you're going to have to just really keep those trains running on time tomorrow and keep me solid and dialed in, girl. It's going to be no holds barred on this one.
No worries. I got it.
I know you do. In fact, really, it's not your part that I'm worried about. But no, I think it's going to go fine. And so we're heading over there tomorrow to do that, and looking forward to it very much. An honor to be asked to come, and I'll tell you more about it tomorrow, because there's a press release coming out from the organization. They asked me to sort of keep it on the QT for the moment, but there's some big doings coming that I hope will wind up impacting Alabama. And I'll tell you more about that tomorrow during the show, and hopefully have a chance to talk to some of them while I'm broadcasting from the event itself. So, yeah, the other show, by the way, the other show broadcasting is a nationally syndicated talk show, Eric Erickson, who broadcasts out of WSB, but he's on 20 stations, multiple states, and has a long track record of working in conservative politics. So looking forward to being one of two radio shows tomorrow from a remote location to be disclosed at a later time. But we will be solid conservative and just plain right no matter where we are and no matter what we're doing. Hey, listen, I want to encourage you one more time, too, before we head out today. Think about what I said earlier about tornado relief. If there's a means by which you can contribute something, anything, prayer being number one on the list, and I don't say that lightly. I mean, seriously, if you can commit, I would encourage you to do something dramatic with that. Maybe set your phone to have an alarm that goes off once every couple hours to remind you to pray for the people in Kentucky and Ohio and Illinois and Arkansas and Tennessee that were hit by these devastating tornadoes. Consider finding a good, solid, and reputable organization to which you might contribute dollars, because they're providing relief on the ground, like Samaritan's Purse, Church of the Highlands, and a number of others. Or for that matter, maybe you want to go and do. And if you do, like we said earlier on the show, find the operations center on the ground and coordinate your efforts. Don't just show up and start doing. They might need you somewhere else. All right, folks, blessings on you. Have a great night. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great night.